International Rescue Committee presents the Gender-Based Violence Minimum Standards mini-series, presenting the lives of Dahlia, Esther, and Ashanti, three staff working in a national women's rights organization. This special series is hosted on the Women's Protection and Empowerment podcast, where we give space to talking about women and girls in humanitarian settings, and is made possible by the United States Agency for International Development, Bureau for Humanitarian Assistance.
Welcome to the seventh episode of the Gender-Based Violence Minimum Standards mini-series. In emergency settings, GBV survivors must be able to access life-saving services quickly and safely. At a minimum, this requires a network of qualified multi-sectoral service providers and an established referral pathway or system that supports survivors' timely, safe, and confidential access to services such as health, psychosocial support, case management, safety, security, and justice and legal aid.
Hi, Fatima. Thank you for meeting with us today. This is Dahlia. She started with us this past month and has also heard about the declined health referrals.
Hi, Fatima.
Dahlia, this is Fatima. She's the Health Cluster Coordinator.
Welcome. Thanks for coming by.
We wanted to talk with you about a trend we've seen in referrals to health services. We've seen a lot of referrals being declined by survivors. Has anything changed in terms of access or staffing? Have you heard anything in the community?
Actually, yes. We're organizing a meeting with the GBV Cluster Coordinator later this week to update you all. But I can tell you what I know now.
Thanks. That would be really helpful.
Honestly, COVID-19 has impacted the readiness of our health systems and our ability to maintain services. We've had to shift our operating budget to other activities for communicable diseases. So the wait time has really gone up for people seeking other services.
Has there been any discussion or advocacy around the time-sensitive needs of survivors to access healthcare?
Yes, a lot. Which is why they have identified another clinic to absorb that work.
So we need to get the word out about the other clinic?
Ah, no. It's more than that. It's not walking distance anymore. It requires transportation now. They are going to update the new health focal points at the new clinic on the challenges here and reshare a service mapping.
A service mapping?
It's a map or list of services that are available for needed referral pathways. We coordinate service delivery by including the places we can refer women and girls for support, like shelter, health, legal aid, education, child protection. Are they working on new referral cards and flyers for the new clinic?
Yes. It's just taking some time.
What about the transportation required?
I don't know how that will be solved. It's still in the works. Ah, sorry, I've got to take this. There will be more updates in the coordinator meeting next week. Thanks for checking in.
So we have to tell everyone about the new clinic now? How are we going to get women and girls there?
Well, it's good to have identified the barrier. Let's take it one step at a time and hear what solutions will be proposed at this upcoming meeting, and then we can make a plan.
Okay, I get that. One step at a time.
The standard is that women and girls timely and safely access quality, survivor-centered psychosocial support focused on healing, empowerment, and recovery. A referral pathway is a flexible mechanism that links survivors to services such as health, psychosocial support, case management, safety, security, and justice and legal aid. Referral systems must prioritize survivor safety and confidentiality and respect survivors' choices. This ends the seventh episode of the GBV Minimum Standards mini-series. If you are utilizing the facilitation guide for further learning, we hope this is just the start of your discussions.